This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, last segment with Millie Weaver here, and then I'm going to check out and get ready for the war room. Matt Bracken is going to take over. Folks, we have just extended the Christmas sales at InfoWarsStore.com to the new year. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of all the great specials, do your Christmas shopping, New Year shopping, and just get great supplements to help support your health. Get a great air filter, a great water filter, just to help support your health and your family's health. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's how everything we do here is made possible. Free t-shirt with every order, free shipping store-wide. All right, Millie and I are just going to kind of hit some topics here and just banter back and forth. This was a story that just came out today. Survey, one in four adults check phone less than a minute after waking up. I'd be shocked if it's not more than this. I know I fall into this category. In fact, what I decided to do, Millie, to try to make this into a positive thing, because I just can't help it. It's like I just want to get info as soon as I wake up. You know how it goes. You're in the same business.
Exactly.
But what I did to try to kind of mitigate the negative side effect of this is I installed a Bible app on my phone. So now when I go to my phone, the first thing I do is actually read the Bible instead of like checking my Twitter messages or who's, you know, adding me or go to Drudge Report or something like that. But I think it does just lend credence to the fact that these apps and more so even your cell phone is addicting. I mean, it is an addicting thing.
Exactly. And, you know, there have been several studies that have come out that says that Facebook usage is linked with depression and other mental health issues, because what happens is people go on these social media sites and they don't get the likes they were hoping or expecting, or the comments they were hoping.
They see their hero that looks amazing,
exactly.
Which is all fake boobs, fake makeup, fake hair, fake life. It's like, oh, why isn't everybody that happy?
Well, because everyone's just posting, look at me, look how great my life is. And then everyone in reality is depressed because they're using social media. And I don't know about you, Owen, but I've noticed that I've kind of lost touch with a lot of like my school friends and high school friends in a way because of social media, because everyone can just look at each other's lives. Nobody really feels the need to pick up a phone and call
anymore. Or even visit.
And the same with family. It's,
interesting.
It's not good. One of the things I want to touch on here with Facebook though, and Twitter, is that recently Facebook and Twitter just deleted a bunch of accounts that had, they're claiming these accounts were spreading fake news that could influence the Bangladesh elections, just 10 days before the Bangladesh elections. So this just goes to show that Facebook is engaging in election meddling, not just in America, but in other countries as well.
Which you reported on Sheryl Sandberg admitting that in her hearing.
Yeah.
And who knows what the fake news is? I mean, who decides what's fake news? Fake news.
I call her Big Mother, because she literally sounded like Big Brother, but a female version.
And didn't she put that vibe off, too? Like, she had that vibe, that domineering.
Yes, it was so creepy. She's Big Mother. She sat there and said, we will make sure that we censor and crack down on fake news.
Big Mother. It is Big Mother.
She's Big Mother.
Speaking of Big Mother, a sweatshop firing on all cylinders. What it's like to work at Amazon during Christmas. That's from The Guardian. So that's nice. By the way, the Justice Department charges Chinese nationals an extensive global hacking campaign. So they make this whole thing about Russia, Millie. It's China. China's the one with the back door into the cell phones. China's the one buying up Apple. China's the one stealing intellectual property from the United States by spying on us. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then they say, Russia's the boogeyman. Russia's just minding its own business. China's the one hacking and stealing everything.
These big tech companies are more capable of engaging in election meddling and rigging than the Russians. My goodness. Even Sundar Pichai said it was only, $4,700 that these supposed Russian accounts put towards election meddling. Give me a break. That's nothing. When you are a multi-billion dollar corporation that has the ability to spy on every American, including our politicians, and then try to sway people to go look at certain articles that say, woohoo, vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, In case you thought things were crazy, the winner of CNN's Journalist of the Year is a known liar on record, and the Financial Times Man of the Year is George Soros, so that's what we get.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Okay, I've got the rest of the hour, and we will be taking some phone calls in a little while. So the call-in numbers to the studio are 877-789-2539, also known as 877-789-2539. Alex, but I'm sure that folks already have those numbers on speed dial, so we'll be watching that fill up pretty quick. I wanted to finish a few thoughts. I was, you know, watching Owen and Millie, and I was just one of the final comments was about the, what was the value of the Russian meddling in American social media? And you think, how do you put a monetary value on Google, YouTube, which is the same company, Facebook and Twitter, slanting their algorithms against conservatives? You know, when they can literally dial your volume down to 1% so that none of your followers see your tweets, I mean, what's the monetary value that would be put on that? I mean, it's incalculable. And it's just ho-hum, no problem. It's a private business. If they want to turn down the volume on the conservatives, that's up to them. Well, you probably have already heard this. I was banned 6 months out of the last year, 6 different 30-day Facebook bans. So I self-censor there like crazy. I was kicked off of Twitter completely for an anti-Burqa meme that didn't even name a religion. Now Twitter is so bad that they get brigaded by Muslims who call somebody an Islamophobe, and the next thing you know, you're off of Twitter. So we can see the writing on the wall. Liberal big social media is going the way of MySpace, and the thing to do is spread your internet action around. You know, get on alternative social media like FreeZoxy, Gab, use BitChute, use Vimeo, use Brighteon. Try not to use the Big Brother networks that are basically a backdoor for the CIA and NSA. Anybody that didn't think that their private messages were being, you know, tracked all along is crazy. The only surprise, I guess, is that it was part of their advertising package to the big corporations. But, I mean, let's face it. Facebook, Google, YouTube, they didn't just appear overnight. Warehouses full of servers, you know, drawing hydroelectric dams worth of power, nuke plants worth of power. They didn't self-fund. You know, they didn't spring up organically. Anybody that's tried to get a big social media project going knows it costs a fortune, and it takes a hell of a lot of power. So anybody that thinks that Facebook just miraculously found the money as it went along is crazy. These things were paid for and funded by the deep state as an intelligence gathering tool. Terms you need to know are data mining, obviously, that's been around. But social network analysis is also really key. Even if you don't use social media much, the computers today can crunch all of your contacts in real time, your credit card use, things that you're saying that your cell phone is overhearing, these are all being stored and data crunched. If Big Brother ever decides to come after us, it's going to be real easy. They'll be able to make a list from you know, the biggest enemy of the state down to, you know, any number you can calculate. Tools that Stalin, Mao, Hitler, they never had tools like that. So, you know, we had better stay on top of this because there's a real monster growing in our midst. And right now it's a friendly monster, or at least it's not chewing our arm off at the present time, you know, like it would be in China with the social credit system. But when it ever wanted to, if this government ever turned tyrannical, you can bet that the bad comrades would have their cell phones shut down, their ATM access denied, and it'll all happen in a blink. All of these tools are already being built, and you just know that it's coming. So, like I said, try to, as much as possible, I mean, I still post on Facebook, but mainly as a way to steer people towards other social media. I mean, let's face it, it's the 500-pound gorilla, along with YouTube, and of course Google. I use DuckDuckGo. It in a lot of ways, it's not as good as Google. It can't compare to Google Maps. But as soon as you allow Google Maps a presence in any, you know, on your phone or in your computer, it becomes a personal tracking device. Even when your phone is off, it's tracking where you're going. It can tell whether you're walking, driving, standing still. I mean, it knows how long you've been everywhere. And just imagine trying to run a guerrilla outfit against a tyrannical government when they've already got these tools in existence. Then the question will become, who is actually going to carry out the arrests? It's easy enough for artificial intelligence to make a list of people, but you know, for now, robots can't go door to door picking people up. Eventually, it's going to have to be federal law enforcement agents that are going to be doing this door-to-door roundup business, and that's when it's going to get pretty ugly. You know, right now in the state of New Jersey, they just passed a law that it's now illegal to possess a magazine for a rifle or pistol that holds more than 10 rounds. That means virtually every modern carbine has no means of loading it, of using it. That means that every modern semi-automatic pistol, almost every, except for a few backup pistols, has a standard magazine that carries 15 or more rounds. They're all illegal today. It's a felony to possess it. Nobody's turning them in, so there's now a huge backlog of, you know, millions of New Jersey felons that are just wondering what the hell's going to happen next. And when you combine that with these red flag laws, in Florida, they call it an RPO, risk protection order. You can imagine it's going to be pretty easy either for an ex-girlfriend or a ex-employee to SWAT you, because they know they've been to the range with you. They know you're a shooter, and they're going to say, hey, Joe Blow on Elm Street, he's terrorizing the neighborhood. He's aiming his AR-15 out the window. The next thing you know, there's the SWAT team at the door. And Joe might have some 30-round mags in his basement. You know, we're gearing up for some rough times ahead if this happens. So I expect New Jersey to be right on the cutting edge of where any of this blowback might happen. But realistically, it's going to have to come down to law enforcement. Are the police going to say, hell no, I'm not going door to door, you know, looking for 30-round or 15-round magazines? I'm just not going to do it. These things were legal for the last 100 years, and they were legal last month. Suddenly it's a felony to possess these things, and without them, everybody's carbines and pistols are useless. So if police officers in New Jersey, you know, really care about the oath they swore to uphold and defend the Constitution, they won't go along with these laws. But I kind of suspect that, like in most places, Britain, Germany, the police will very willingly become the Stasi. And they will go door to door arresting Americans basically for no reason other than that they don't believe in the Second Amendment in New Jersey. So these are some of the flashpoints that we're going to expect to see coming ahead in the next few months. Just imagine once the Democrats get in, then it's going to be, you know, Katie bar the door. I expect that after any new shooting or even before the next mass shooting, the Democrats are going to move to ban standard capacity magazines, meaning magazines that hold 15 to 30 rounds, whatever the gun that they're designed for is meant to hold, that the Democrats are going to move to outlaw them. They just did the bump stock ban, which was sort of a test case. Can we just by fiat declare a certain object to be illegal? Who cares about the bump stock? It was a perfect trial balloon. It went right through. But next it's going to be 30 round magazines. And what I expect from the Rhino Republicans is they're going to say, oh no, not 30 round magazines, but how about nothing over 30 rounds? It's all of those 40 or 50 round magazines, they'll go. So it'll be the salami tactic. Then after the next shooting, it'll be 20 round magazines and down you go. That's what I expect to see coming ahead. All right. And maybe after the next section, we'll start to take some calls. So hang in there, and we'll be back after the ads. And just remember, get to the InfoWars store, and you'll get a free Gadsden flag InfoWars T-shirt with your order. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, I'm back, and I'm going to be talking about the wall, but we're going to start in Syria and move on through Syria to the wall. But first, I want to just mention that the InfoWars store is having an end-of-year clearance. So this is the golden opportunity you're ever going to have to clean out the warehouse. It's going to go right through the end of the year. And everything is, you know, 55, 60% off. Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Blue Toothpaste, everything. And best of all, you'll get that really cool I Am Alex Jones InfoWars black and white Gadsden flag T-shirt with every order. And, of course, the bumper stickers and all the other good stuff. Now, I want to tie something together that I don't know if probably other people have thought of this. Trump is not, you know, sometimes it seems like he's firing off the hip, but he just announced yesterday that we're pulling out of Syria. And this is in the same news cycle that he's getting sandbagged on funding for the border wall. I think he's been trying to get out of Syria ever since he came into office. And even within the military, There's a strong deep state element. It's not just, you know, the intelligence agencies, even the military. You know, you have to consider that every general is a Senate appointee. So once you put on stars, you're basically a politician beholden to the Senate. And the generals, when Trump came in and he started talking about let's finish off ISIS and get out, he actually got very strong pushback from the military. I think that he felt that he was never going to be able to convince them. He just had to give the order. And coming at the same time as getting no funding for the border wall. I mean, it's a joke. It's what, an $8 trillion economy? And $5 billion for the border wall is what? Less than 1%? It's a tiny percentage. It's really nothing. The Obama administration pulled $150 billion out of a hat to send to Iran, you know, without any congressional authority. They just came up with $150 billion, sent it to the Iranians. And yet they look at us with a straight face and say, we just can't find any money for that wall. And I think that what Trump is trying to do is he's setting up an optic, like a balance. All right, we just saved $20 billion in Syria, and I want to move that funds to the wall. And I think that he might even make some kind of announcements to that effect in the coming days as this continuing resolution poker game with the government shutdown looming tomorrow. I think that he's going to start putting it in these terms. Now, if you go back to the beginning of Syria, Syria is really a result of Hillary Clinton and Obama blowing up the Middle East by taking the side of the Muslim Brotherhood and pushing the Arab Spring. It started in Tunisia, it spread to Libya and Egypt, and then to Syria. So Syria was it's not a happy country overall, I would say, you know, in the best of times, but Syria was a more secular country than almost anywhere else in the Middle East. It had, you know, at least in the western parts of Syria, it had, you know, Christians and Alawites who formed a coalition that ran the country so that it wasn't just the Sunni fanatics, the the Wahhabi Sunni fanatics running the country. They actually were keeping them in check. And during the Arab Spring, that's when the whole place blew up, which is, to me, I put that on the ledger for Hillary and Obama, wrecking the Middle East. We're still dealing with the consequences of that today. And in that civil war, we basically, I think, took the wrong side. Because there are a lot of factors that aren't even really openly discussed here. You know, that there are things like oil pipelines and military highway routes and big geopolitical factors in play. And it's not just, you know, good guys, bad guys. If anything, we took the side of ISIS, not directly, but we were funding Islamist factions that were supposedly moderate. But every time we shipped them weapons, they wound up in ISIS territory every time. And we continued to do it, you know, year after year, right until Trump came in. Once Trump was in, he actually had the military drop the hammer on ISIS. And I think that he wants to show the deep state that, yeah, he is the commander in chief. Now, moving to the wall, not just considering the money we'll save not being in Syria, there's something that, you know, I don't know why Trump hasn't clued in on this, because he could sit down on TV with this on the wall behind him. Right in the Constitution, it gives the commander-in-chief the authority to defend the border any way he needs to. Before World War I, I think it was Woodrow Wilson, he sent General Pershing right into Mexico. I mean, on a punitive mission after a border raid by Pancho Villa in Texas, or New Mexico, I forget. Anyway, a little border raid by Pancho Villa, we sent the U.S. Army right into Texas kicking ass. The president could send the army tomorrow to the entire border with orders to string, you know, six rows of concertina wire from the Gulf of Mexico to California and do it all within DOD funding. This is the essence of his mission as a commander-in-chief, to defend the United States, not to defend Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, Mali, Niger, but America. And it's disgraceful that there are any Republicans that go along with this. And really what it boils down to is the globalists, which includes all of the Democrats and way too many Republicans, the globalists want open borders. It's not that they don't think walls are immoral or anything like that. The globalists want open borders. Where it affects Democrats, every uneducated, non-English speaking, preferably sick, ill, lame, you know, with problem children that arrives in America is a perpetual funding machine for the Democrat Party. Not only will that person and their family and offspring eventually all become Democrats, but they're going to require platoons of government workers, social workers, to take care of their needs, to educate them, to medicate them, to incarcerate them. Those are all government jobs. So they don't care if the country is ruined. They don't care if Americans' standard of living crashes. That means nothing to them. Basically, the Democrats would rather rule the ruins of a failed socialist country than compete for power in a successful, prosperous republic. If you look at the worst cities in America, they've been run by the Democrats forever. Baltimore, Detroit, the state of California now. Well, that doesn't bother the Democrats. They look at Venezuela, and you know what they think of that? The socialists sure do know how to stay in power, and they're living great. So they'd rather rule the ruins in a failed socialist country than compete with Republicans. And too many Republicans go along with that because they just want cheap labor for their factories and farms. And we Americans, we get stuck with the bill. Okay, when we come back, we'll start taking some phone calls. This is Matt Bracken for InfoWars.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Matt Bracken back again for the last half hour. I had a few more thoughts on the wall. You know, this GoFundMe account that a veteran has raised a good amount of money, but really just a drop in the bucket in terms of what's required. This reminds me of back in the early 2000s. This is even before the Tea Party, I believe. There was a group called the Minutemen. This was an internet, grassroots internet effort of folks to go down and actually watch the border and then call to the Border Patrol, and they saw incursions. These were just, you know, basic good-hearted Americans sitting in lawn chairs with binoculars, you know, sun umbrellas. And they were portrayed in the media as the worst, you know, racist, Gestapo, Nazi, you know, hateful people. And all they were trying to do is help to keep an eye on the border. So this GoFundMe account, no doubt it'll be also portrayed as a bunch of, you know, of anti-immigrant racists, which is really a shame. But getting back to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, that basically says the government is responsible to protect the states from invasion, and that's what's going on, is an invasion. It's actually changing the demography of the country. People that don't speak English, never heard of the Constitution, don't care about the Constitution, they're going to vote Democrat. I've read recently that two-thirds of the illegal aliens are on welfare, two-thirds, which is far higher than Native Americans. So not only are we importing future Democrat voters with lots of, you know, physical and mental disabilities to be paid for by us, but we're, you know, we're importing folks that for the foreseeable future are going to be a pure drain on us. And the Democrats don't care, and even a lot of Republicans don't care. Basically, the elite gated community crowd that runs the country, they don't care if the entire country looks like Caracas in 10 years. If you go to the worst third world countries, there are all Zona Rosas that look like, you know, the Latin American telenovela mansion, you know, like the mansion in Sicario at the end. That's how these guys live. They don't care if it's Mad Max right outside of the gate. They don't care. They fly in helicopters. They ride in convoys of armored SUVs. They own the police. You know, they can go out and grab anybody off the street like they were Saddam Hussein's kids. You know, so it's really fantastic to live in a failed third world country if your name is Chavez or Maduro. And that's what the Democrats and a lot of the Republicans are looking forward to. So anybody that says they're against building the wall is an open borders globalist, period. Now, Trump made a mistake early on by defining it strictly as a wall, when in fact the better solutions have been multiple fence systems like they have in Israel and Hungary and other countries. You know, if you have a Jeep trail along a triple wire fence, nobody's getting through. They're just not. When you have no effective wall and the Border Patrol is forced to defend, you know, 50, 100 miles in depth, imagine the number of square miles, 2,000 miles of border times 100 miles deep. That same number of Border Patrol, if they're at an effective barrier, like a double fence, that same number of Border Patrol spread out over 100 miles times 2,000 miles of square miles, if they're right along an effective barrier, there's like a Border Patrol guy every 100 feet. Nobody is sneaking through ever. Where they've been tried, like Israel and Hungary, they reduce illegal crossings like 99.9%. And that's why the Democrats don't want it. Every illegal alien crossing the border and their children are future Democrat voters. And they know it's going to ruin the country. They know the country's going to wind up looking like Venezuela. And they don't care, because they know they'll be in the ruling class. And that's really what it comes down to. Democrats don't mind ruling the ruins. That's why all of these cities like Baltimore, Detroit, they're run by Democrats forever. But the Democrats in charge, they live like kings. And they've got job security for the rest of their lives. And that's the plan they have for the entire country. In fact, that's the plan that the globalists have for the entire world. Last week was Marrakesh, which at the time, some of the European leaders said, well, it's non-binding. But it actually is binding. When the General Assembly affirms the entire thing, the UN is now going to be saying there's a human right to free migration. There's hundreds of millions of people around the world that would move to America tomorrow. Then you've got this crazy judge in Washington that just said, everybody who's been deported, we need to give them plane tickets to come back to America. I mean, these are the globalists. They absolutely do not give a damn about you. They just want to wreck the country so that they can rule the ruins from the castle. It's fantastic to be the king in a feudal society, but we don't want to be peasants. We want to be freemen, freeholders. We don't want to be, you know, third world peons with a king up in a castle on the hill. But that's the plan that they've got for us, and they've dressed it up in human rights. But look, we still have a sovereign country, and we're going to have to fight for it. Come January, the Democrats are going to be in charge, and I don't see a fence coming then. Really, the only hope for Trump is to militarize the border as commander-in-chief, have the Army Corps of Engineers string concertina wire the whole way. Then at least the Border Patrol and the military will have something that they can guard. Instead of, I mean, they show these like San Diego sections that actually have an effective fence, but half of the border looks like a rusty cattle fence, you know, a few strands of barbed wire. That's what most of the border looks like. Not like that. Most of the border is actually just walk through. It's just harder to get to, but people do walk through by the hundreds every day. All right. We still have a couple minutes, so I'm going to take a call now. The first person in today was a fellow Floridian, or a lady Floridian, Emily in Florida. Are you still hanging on there? Says you want to talk about the Constitution.
Yeah,
Emil.
Yeah.
Okay, Emil.
Anyway, I just wanted to call that. I think if we focus more on our representatives, then we could get this wall done. And we're not going to get it by just GoFundMe. What we have to do is do what the founding fathers did with the Declaration of Independence, and what Newt Gingrich did with the contract with America. We wrote our grievances on a one-page bill that everybody could understand, and then we sent it to everybody. And that's what we should do with a bill called the Constitution Carta. It's a Tea Party bill that tells Congress to shut down federal departments, and the problems will solve themselves until we focus. Yeah, and that's
it's nice, but I mean, I think it's a fantasy because in January. Nancy Pelosi is going to be in charge of the Congress, and nothing is going to happen like that. The lame duck Republicans who did nothing for the 2 years that they had all three branches in their control, the lame duck Republicans, all they can do is try to pass a continuing resolution with some border funding, hopefully snuck in, which is a joke. So it's just going to get worse in January because there's going to be no funding coming from Congress. The only way any kind of a border fence or wall or barrier is going to be built is if Trump takes it out of the DOD budget, declares it a national emergency, and invokes Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution to defend the states from invasion. He can do that and completely circumvent Congress. Thanks, you, Emil. We don't have time for another call. We'll get to one after the next break. But, yeah, there's no more funding for a wall. Even if something is snuck through in the next couple of weeks, the Democrats are going to find some bureaucratic way to hold the funding up. It's not going to be built with regular government contracts. It's going to have to be the president as commander-in-chief defending it with the Army, the Army Corps of Engineers. It's the only way it's going to get built. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, last segment, and I'm going to just try to get through some phone calls here since people have been patiently holding, and I'll try not to monopolize the time and give everybody, you know, about a minute or so, minute or two to make your point, and I'll respond to it. So let's see, Julie in Michigan, are you still holding?
I
want to talk about the GoFundMe attempt. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, Matt. Donated to the GoFundMe account last night, and it was like $1.5 million, and now it's like, I think, approaching $7 million, which, even though it is just a drop in the bucket, like you said, I'm super excited about it because it really sends a message that, you know, what the people want, what the majority of the people want, you know, is border security. And I'm really hoping it just, you know, really makes a big impact in the news and, you know, can be a point that's made to our representatives and everything, that people are genuinely interested in this enough to fund it themselves, you know?
Go ahead.
Oh, second point. Yeah, I'll just throw out my three points and then let you do your thing. Second point is, I totally do not believe the outcome of the midterm elections. I think that there was a lot of voter fraud that went on, just purely based on the record crowds that came out to Trump's rallies. I just don't believe it for one second that, you know, the Democrats legally took the House. And then third of all, my third and last point is, I think that for those who are willing, we could really use InfoWars, the different shows, to have maybe just a minute or two of collective prayer, which would be, I think, very powerful in, you know, helping our cause.
Okay, well, as far as the GoFundMe, I think that it's useful for just a media event, but it won't actually lead to anything because any construction has to come through either a congressional appropriation, which the Democrats are going to choke off no matter what, or President Trump making it a military situation and doing it under Article 4, Section 4. You know, prayer is always good. I don't know about group prayers. That's really not my, not my thing. I've got a bunch of calls here, so I'm just going to go through them now. Thanks, Julie. Doyle in Indiana is actually hopeful for the coming years. Go ahead, Doyle.
Matt, you are great. You are articulate. You are calm. You're a perfect balance to Alex. And I wish Alex, if you're listening to this, you got to promote this guy. You got to get this guy. Because, dude, you can talk and you can do it in a calm way and a rational way, and you're spot on. But my point is,
I've never contacted Doyle before, so there's no kickback or anything going on here. But I appreciate it.
No, it's just a fact, dude. Don't take my word. It's reality. But anyway, I have hope for 2020 because the rhinos are gone. And if I may give you an analogy, in 2018, it's like what's his name? Paul Ryan was a quarterback to try to win to keep the house. And he's a quarterback. And with 1 minute to go, the Republicans had the ball on the 30-yard line of the Democrats. 2 points down. All we need is a field goal. And what does he do? Ryan kneels through all four downs. He kneels just like the NFL players kneel to the flag. He kneels to the Republican Party, to the people that voted him in office. These rhinos always make promises, and then they go in and negotiate everything away. So I have hope.
At least if you're on defense with a team that's actually trying to win the game, they might make an interception and run it back. Ryan was a quarterback who intentionally threw interceptions. Ryan was a quarterback who was working for the other team. But remember, Speaker of the House, he's elected by the Republican congressman. There aren't enough of the great Freedom Caucus guys. Meadows, Jordan, these guys are heroes. These guys need to be supported vocally, in every way we can, because at least a third of the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. And at least I can respect the Democrats. They're socialists trying to turn the country into Venezuela. I get it. But a third of our Republicans are Benedict Arnolds, and I wish that they would all be gone. If I was Trump, I would say, if you don't come out powerfully to support defending the border, then I'm going to support primarying you. You should be out of Congress. You don't belong in our party. I mean, it's time to do that. Yeah, Matt Gaetz, they're great. There are great Freedom Caucus guys, but there just aren't enough of them. All right, thanks, Doyle. Let's go on. Ben in Massachusetts actually has a sailboat question, I think. Go ahead, Ben. You're there.
Awesome. This is so great to be on the air with you. I need to second that caller. You need to be on the show every day. You need to be regular on the show. Nice. Your demeanor, basically, you're a major talent. Like, you're even possibly bigger than InfoWars. But, Alex needs to put you on every day. And you know, and so I was just, when I called in, I was misremembering the title of your article, your essay. It's called Get Yourself a 30-Footer and Go.
Right.
That's from 2013. And this is basically not the easiest thing in the world to find. I don't know if you have a website or what. There's links. I can Google it and then it'll take me to a link. But this is like really so classic. And it's basically, I found it to be true. I looked at some of these websites. I was looking at the, and you're right, a 30 footer is small. 40 footer is much more, roomy.
And more expensive to maintain.
They're cheap.
They're giving 30 footers away. Well, fiberglass
and
boats don't go away.
And the fiberglass boats don't rot.
Right.
And you're right about that. Yeah. But what I've noticed is that generally, the engine is shot. Like,
right.
You know, either repair the engine or get a new one.
Some people gut out the whole boat. Some people will gut out the whole boat and start over, but the hull is sound. Yeah, the hull is sound.
Yeah, if there's any wood in there.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, actually, you know, I'm between novels right now, but I'm doing I have something called the Bracken Anthology, which is a collection of my short stuff. But that ends 4 or 5 years ago. I'm making a printed version of the Bracken Anthology, which will go from 2010 till this year, with all my essays and short fiction, short stories. So that'll be in print and then in Kindle in the spring sometime. But yeah, anybody that's completely at a loss for what to do with their life, especially young men, I would say look up that essay, Get Yourself a 30-Footer and Go. I mean, if you feel like you're just in a dead-end job going nowhere and you're at a loss for what to do, consider that what I suggest in that article, Get Yourself a 30-Footer and Go. Hey, thanks, Ben. And again, I didn't have Ben call in either. Rob in Washington, we're almost out of time, but go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. It's Bobby Bishop from InternetEtiquette.com. I know a lot of people understand that border security is critically important to the national security of the United States. Some people get it. Some people don't get it. I'm wondering, with Trump doing what the Democrats called was a temper tantrum, I get the wall or I shut the government down, and now he seems to be conceding on that, but at the same time pulling troops out of Syria and bringing them home, do you think that Trump could possibly be bringing those troops home to strengthen our southern border and maybe get the military to build the wall without going to the government at all? And could there quite possibly be a martial law in our future?
No need for martial law. And it won't be the troops from Syria, which are mostly, you know, spec ops, marine artillery, things like that. But those troops coming home, it'll be a visible symbol that look at the money we're saving by not having a perpetual war in Syria. Don't tell me that we can't afford to defend the border. Yeah, it'll be different troops, and it's a much easier job. Look how close they are. We have bases all along us, the south. So, yeah, I definitely think that in his mind, Trump is tying these together as a means to sell border protection. Well, thanks a lot. I'm sorry I missed some calls here. There's always next time. For now, I'm on every other Thursday, and then whenever Owen or David Knight, want me to come in, I'm usually here because I'm home. And we'll see you next time.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure, and it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're bringing back